Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Yishayahu, and we are in Perek Samach Hei. And so in this Perek, Yishayahu is going to answer the tefillah of the Jewish people where they asked Hashem, no matter what, you should please look down from Shemayim and see us very differently. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, he listens. He says, look, I prepared myself for tefillah from those people who didn't ask. I gave you many opportunities to come to me. You didn't take advantage of them. You didn't daven to me. My Nevi'im came along and they gave you Musar. And they came at you time and time again. I kept saying, Hineini, Hineini. There many times during Galush I showed my place. But what did you choose to do? I stretched out my hands all day long to a nation who walked away, who went off the right road, and they went after their own thoughts. They got angry at me. They used to make me angry all the time, right? And they went to burn ketores onto bricks of avodah zarah in gardens. And the bottom line is they would eat chazer, and they would bring all sorts of pigulim, and they would say, come, and they come close yourself, but they don't come to me, because I'm more kadosh, right? These people... And I might not be just as strictly as religious you, I'm not too particular about Shabbos and Kashrus, says Rabbi Schwab, however I'm an anonymous person, not like you. So in such a situation, the bottom line is that's a silliness. The people say, well, at least, you know, I'm more holy than you because I have values instead of Torah mitzvahs. That's also a situation, and Rabbi Schwab says that's very prominent in our world. It doesn't mean that we devoid ourselves of people who are good people who don't keep Torah mitzvahs, right? They're just on their road. They just don't realize that situation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to understand, and Pasuk Vav, he says, Hinei k'suva lefanai lo echeshe. It says that, what? Those people... sins are inscribed. They don't just go away. They don't get punished without tshuva. They don't go without punishment if you don't do tshuva. Kim shilamti, shilamti achikam. All these people, everyone, all of us, have to go ahead and pay for our sins. And not only our sins, but the sins of our forefathers. Right? This is because you keep repeating. We keep repeating the same averus over and over again, says Yishayahu HaNavi. And so Hashem says, just as though that, however, we have Hashem's promise that even though there'll be all of this difficulty, there'll always be a core remnant of the Jewish people. Kasha yimatzei atirosh be'eshkol, just like there's some wine juice left in the cluster. No matter how many people are destroyed in Galus, Hashem promises that there'll always be some wine juice left. There'll always be a sheiros hapleita, and Hashem says there's a bracha in that, and there'll always be tzaddikim among the Jewish people. For whose sake Am Yisrael will be preserved, right? Even those who are not tzaddikim, there'll also be some of them who will be able to survive as a result. And Yaakov, and according to the Radak, there are all these things that are going to come along, and those people who set up the worship, with all of this stuff, the Chachamim tell us that that Hashem promises that. There will be many, many people who will unfortunately die at this period in time, right? The Uzvei Hashem, those who forsaken authentic Torah Judaism and replaced it with idolatrous and superstitious practices, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be quiet. But the people who sought out Hashem, they'll get the environment of a blissful world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we have a mixture of people over here. There's going to be a door that's going to be partially zakai, partially chayev, and until we get to that point, those people are going to get cursed out. And after you are killed, all that will be left of you is a memory of your terrible punishment. We're going to talk about the 6 million, not about what they were all about. And we find that situation as well. But what will happen, and you'll leave your name as an oath, and you're going to cry out from the pain of the heart and from the broken spirit. And so it is. Right, those who serve Hashem, they will be called by a different name, because the one who gets blessed on earth will be blessed in the Yisparach Be'elokei Amen. They'll be blessed in the name of Hashem of Amen. Amen can mean an oath, an affirmation, an acceptance, or a truth. So, in this situation, the Elokei Amen could mean the God of the personality known as Amen. Just as we say Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. The new name of Hashem's servant will be Amen, because he accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu with total emuna. And that's the kavana that we're supposed to have when we go ahead and mention Amen, that we are part of that environment. We are part of those who take that situation. And Hashem will create new heavens and a new earth, and the earlier one won't be remembered, and it will not come over the heart. If a person succeeds in his life and becomes a multimillionaire, he'll still remember the days of poverty when he was penniless. But us at Lavo, in the time of the post-messianic world, not only will the previous conditions not be remembered, even the memory of the galus suffering will eventually disappear, and the happiness that will be experienced in the future world described by Yishayo will exceed any happiness that has ever been experienced previously. It'll be so great that it'll dissolve the galus suffering altogether. It'll convert the tzaros to an ayin miyesh, to non-existence, and that's lo salena alev. That's what it means. It won't come up onto the heart, and instead you'll just be able to rejoice. Kim sisu begilo adead asher ani borei. Kim ani borei es Yerushalayim gila biyama masos. God says in the future, I'm going to rebuild Yerushalayim to be just a lot of enjoyment. Ve'galti biYerushalayim v'sasti biyami ishama ba'od kol v'chi v'kol zaka. There won't be any more pain over there. There won't be any more old age. Someone was going to be a nar, that is to say, if a person only dies at 100 years old, he'll be considered a youth. Right? That's how the way things are going to be able to move around. Right? Just like the days of a tree, that's going to be like the days of my children. Right? Trees live out very long periods of time. And there's not going to be that's going to be a staple in the time of the situation, in the time of the Geula. People are going to do work, and it's going to be everlasting. And you're going to get the benefit of your own work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like the tree, that's the way it's going to be for us. And there'll be no reason. There won't be any toil for emptiness. There won't be birth to confusion. These are the things that Hashem is going to want. Like we say, before they even ask, that's what's going to happen. And that's what we say inside the davening, in the special bracha of a fast day, when we say Anenu. And before they call out, Hashem's already answering. A wolf and a lamb are going to be grazing together. A lion will be eating grains together with the cattle. The snake, its food is dust. What does that mean? We know that the snakes eat insects, frogs, rats, or rodents. And so what we mean to say is, even if he eats all the delicacies of the world, it'll taste like dust. It doesn't make a difference to him. So the snake will continue to maintain its own curse in that period. Now, we say this, the end of this parak becomes the pasuk of the Tashlich, the fundamental pasuk of Tashlich. And what is that? Lo yareu v'lo yashchisu b'chol harkachi amar Hashem. Right, they will not do harm, nor will they destroy on all of my mountains, says Hashem. This becomes the snakes are not going to be able to have any problems, and Harabayas, it's not that Harabayas will have no wild animals. Hashem's holy mountain is the whole world, and that is to say, when Mashiach comes, the changed world order of peace and tranquility will start from there and spread throughout the entire world. And go a little bit further. This is the end of Perek Samachay, And Be'ezus Hashem on Shabbos, we will close out Sefer Yishayahu with the Haftorah of Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh HaShamayim Kisi, and then thereafter we will begin our transition from Yishayahu to Yirmiyahu. Everyone have a great day.